Kia ora nau mai, hoki mai ki te whare kōrero o te hiko o te ika, ko tēnei te marama pūro o Aotearoa. Ki te rārangi wā, kia FaceTime, ko tētahi o ngā toki o te ao pūro ki roto o Aotearoa. From House of Shem, Carl Perkins. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia ora, whananga.
Oh, you know, you guys have got a busy calendar all the time. What's new and happening for House of Shem at the moment?
We're sort of busy, you know, taking another step forward and completing the fourth album. And we've got a single and video dropping very shortly, which, the sneak preview has got a lot of hits and, a lot of tautoko for that. So, it's just many of the ambitions we want to pursue.
You know, one thing that I know about House of Shem is that you guys are a tight whānau band, and with that whakawhanaungatanga, you've helped launch a lot of our rangatahi throughout Aotearoa. Where do you see the future of New Zealand music? Kei hea tātou i tēnei ao pūoro?
Well, I see the future with a tangata whenua music industry, obviously, because you know, it seems to be all the years that I've been working in, you know, with music and whānau and hapū is, you know, the networks and the opportunity to be able to do what we do best, but do it our way, you know, and it's time that we need to realise that so that, you know, we can establish ourselves, obviously, and the next generation, and it's just awkward to do it in, you know, a industry that's not that hasn't got our special needs.
Ai, tēnā koe. You know, you've helped launch so many people. You've worked with Magic Powder, with DJ Seto. You've even helped my brother when he was first starting out in the music grind. You've been doing this for a long time, you know, with the greatest and with everyone across the board. How do you stay inspired and how do you keep going and then giving some more to everybody else?
I've even been asked this by my own, you know. And, you know, I keep encouraging, you know, the boys that, you know, that it's a, you know, it's a responsibility of us to actually, you know, lend a helping hand and try to, you know, develop others. And, you know, even though they, you know, they come back to me, well, you know, we haven't, you know, we've got a lot of things to do ourselves too as well, which is right. But, you know, in some ways we're a little bit more further than others, but, you know, just to see our younger generation, you know, rise up and with such beautiful talent and that it's, you know, there's, well, I mean, we need to understand that and see it and do whatever we can. But, of course, the history of tangata whenua, you know, music is, there's just so much there to inspire us and you know, whether it's kapahaka or you know, the show bands or you know, whatever the talent was, it's you know, that's the inspiration, you know, and as you know, as well as Ihoa, and you know, he's the biggest inspiration, you know, and of course the Wairua Tapu, we tap into that and you know, that's where it's all coming from, deep within the soul.
Yeah, and you can hear that in House of Shem music. You know, you guys take te reo Māori and you showcase that across the world. But one thing that I think that you guys take is a whānau, this whakawhanaungatanga. What is it like being in a band and being such a strong part of New Zealand music and being a whānau and keeping that whānau connection alive and everything that goes on in the music world?
Well, it's not for the faint-hearted. And, you know, a lot of the things that happen and, you know, eventuate is out of our hands, obviously. And so, you know, I think first and foremost that it's good for the younger ones to, you know, to understand, you know, the industry and what agreements we've made with people, and you know, understand it clearly, so that when, you know, when something does go wrong and not right for us, then we can have a clear understanding about what goes on individually, so that we're not looking at one another and you know,
sure. Probably because we're so far away from each other. Hoino, you know, you guys keep putting out these amazing songs, one after the other. Your albums have really, it's everything you touch hits the charts. You know, it's beautiful, and I love that you guys bring such a wairua Māori back into our music industry. And thank you so much for coming into Te Hiko Te Ika. Hoino, he kōrero whakamutunga wai?
You know, just stay strong and you know, keep looking up and be there for one another. And, you know, because our time is coming, and there's some special movements happening for tangata whenua going forward. And, you know, I just encourage each and every one to stay tight and think of one another. Don't go out on a, you know, individual kaupapa, because it's all about tangata whenua. And it's all about, you know, nurturing our future, our mokopuna's mokopuna, you know, and obviously te reo Māori, ngā manaakitanga, kia koe, ngā whānau katoa.
Oh, thank you so much. Ngā mihi kia koutou, kia koe ki te whānau o House of Shem. You guys have been doing this for a long time, and my hope and my prayer is that you guys keep doing it for all of our tamariki mokopuna, so that we can hear some love and light on our airways.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko tēnei tētahi o ngā kohinga kōrero, te marama pūro Aotearoa, koinei tētahi o ngā toki o te ao pūro, ko Carl Perkins, ko te ropu, te pēne, ko House of Shem. Hoki mai anō ki te whare kōrero, ki konei ngā rangatira o te ao pūro. Thank you.